Okay, so let's find out what a successful chef and restaurant owner does with all those greens from the farmers market. Her name is Nora Pouillon, and NPR's Linda Wertheimer spoke with her.
We found Nora Pouillon in the kitchen at her restaurant Nora, a tiny workspace built around a huge stove, pots and pans hanging above, and a cutting board stocked with bins of greens and garnishes.
I think they're good. They taste like radish.
Nora's wearing her white chef's jacket, checking preparations for a private luncheon, but she's promised to take a moment to teach us how to prepare greens at home without hours of cooking or a ham hock. Now, we've all been eating roots and tubers all winter. So this is the opportunity to eat the green things. Now, what are we going to look at here?
It's a mixture of chard, mustard greens, and kale. Actually, this comes from the farmer's market, and one advantage from the farmer's market is that the farmers pick things when they're very small.
Baby greens like these are tender, they can be sautéed quickly. Older, bigger greens from the grocery store take a little more attention.
What you do, you sort of rip out the stem, because the stem is really very tough. So what you can do, you use the leaves, and then what I do is I just slice them thin.
Into what's called a chiffonade, so they'll cook more quickly. For the baby greens, Nora's chef, Todd Woods, puts a sauté pan on the burner and pulls out a container of garlic. Nora says, start with the strongest greens in your mix, and she likes her greens cooked in olive oil.
So I think what he does, he gets the pan hot.
Okay, I'm going to start off with the sliced garlic into the pan. I'm going to toast your garlic just a little bit to release the oil and the flavor.
I can smell the garlic. You're not going to let it brown, is that the deal?
No, you don't want it to brown. It'll take on a bitter flavor if you let it brown. In with the kale first. Toss it with the garlic.
You just stir it down till it gets smaller?
You don't want it to go all the way wilted down because you want to retain as many nutrients in the greens as possible, which they have the most of when they're raw.
You added some
mustard greens.
You've got a good arm for tossing. I don't know if I could quite do that, but salt?
A little salt. I would normally put a little pepper in with just plain kale, but since we're throwing in all these mustard greens and they're very peppery on their own, probably wasn't needing any pepper in here. So,
on top of the mustard green went the
rainbow chard. We'll finish off with a little bit of vermouth.
Why vermouth?
Well, winter greens are very hardy, and they lend themselves to a drier wine for wilting down. You want them to retain a little bit of their crunch. So, there we go.
Okay, I'm just going to take a really impolitely large bite. Very juicy. Very, very good.
That's our colleague Linda Wertheimer, supping away. For pictures of Tree and Leaf Farm and cooking greens at restaurant Nora, visit our website at npr.org.